USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
For fighting the Democrats, but much more difficult to fight is the fake news, I'm telling you. And they're a partnership. I call them a partnership made in hell.
A packed house and a red, white, and blue rally as President Trump speaks in Bossier City, Louisiana, blasting the Democrats and the mainstream media. It's his first Keep America Great rally since the impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill starts.
Like, we need help to beat Sleepy Joe Biden? I don't think so.
In other news, a shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, where a student pulls a gun from his backpack. He fires, killing two students, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. And then police say he uses the last bullet in his gun and shoots himself in the head on his 16th birthday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
In USA News for your health now, a growing number of Americans suffering from a sense of depression this time of year. Doctors call it SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Gregory Jantz is the author of Healing Depression for Life. He tells us about the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, called SAD.
One is you notice that your mood gets subdued, and you go, man, what is wrong with me? So there's this low-grade depression that's kind of coming upon you, kind of like getting a cold. And then you feel like, man, I just don't have any energy. I don't have any energy. I'm not going outside. I'm certainly not going to exercise. Maybe I just feel like sleeping.
He tells us people suffering from SAD may want to simply have their vitamin D levels checked by a physician.
And not much movement on Wall Street. The Dow down a point and a half. The NASDAQ down 3. The S&P 500 up 2.5 points. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, Vice President Mike Pence reacting to the shooting at a high school in Santa Clarita, California. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the update.
Vice President Mike Pence is reacting to a shooting at a high school in Southern California. Police say a student fatally shot two students and wounded three others at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita before shooting himself in the head. The suspect is hospitalized in grave condition.
Tragically, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy have lost their lives. This was another heartbreaking day for students and parents in America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Totally changing gears now, an Arby's restaurant in the news, and this story has absolutely nothing to do with the food. It has to do with unruly kids eating at the fast food chain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the report.
And an Arby's in Minnesota is apologizing for posting a sign that said only well-behaved kids would be welcome in the eatery. The sign on that Arby's front door went viral after a parent posted a picture of it on social media. The sign said kids must keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on their seats. The fast food chain admitting the language was insensitive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.